You're listening to Heritage Radio Network. HRN is food radio supported by you. Learn more at heritageradionetwork.org.
This episode is brought to you by Wisconsin Cheese. We've been making cheese in Wisconsin since before we were even a state, which may be one reason why we win so many awards for it. It's what happens when a whole state dreams in cheese. Find your next favorite cheese at wisconsincheese.com.
Welcome to Spill and Dish, a Specialty Food Association podcast, and I'm your guest host, Cherie Williams, publisher and editor of Cuisine Noir magazine. Today, I am joined by Michelle Freeman, CEO and co-founder of Venice Beach Beverage, the only plant-based, shelf-stable tea with 100% daily vitamins in the United States. Michelle, welcome to Spill and Dish.
Thanks so much. I'm happy to be here.
Awesome. And I'm just, I'm excited to speak to you because, again, the product that I had a chance to taste at the Winter Fancy Food Show in January. And so I just want to get a little bit into your story that starts from education to what you're doing now. So share a little bit about your background.
Well, I was born in Canada, but raised in Northeastern Ohio. Education was a real thing in our family. I come from a long line of educators. My dad was a chemist. My mom was a professor. I graduated from university at 19, and I launched Venice Beach Beverage at 57. So I'm not really big on timelines. You do what you do when you need to do it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So this, though, let's go back because this was a family recipe.
Exactly.
So share a little bit about that.
Yes. I come from Southern folk, and I had a lot of tea recipes passed down from my grandmother and my other grandmother as well, both. And I met a handsome man who grew up in Japan. He was an Air Force kid, and he was taught how to make proper Japanese tea at a very young age, and he had an affinity for tea as well. So imagine meeting this handsome engineer, and he says his hobby is making tea. Well, my hobby's making tea as well. We make it a little different, and we got together, and we've been making tea our entire marriage for our friends and family.
Now, tell me about your tea family recipe versus how he knows what tea is to be, or what tea was.
Yeah, we do it the Southern way, sweet tea, as they call it. Mm-hmm. And you mix a lot of different fruits, a lot of different things, and a lot of love. But it's definitely a different kind of tea because our tea is sweet. Southerners like sweet tea. And we've been drinking it and putting different things in and trying different recipes and adding things our entire marriage, 35 years. So it's been a while.
Wow. So there was an evolution of this tea recipe. And so
exactly.
How did you get to the recipe that you're using today, especially infusing it with daily vitamins?
Well, we have a lot of different recipes, but the vitamin aspect was very important to me because I am always looking for health without the hassle. I don't want to take a daily vitamin every day. I forget. I don't want to juice every day. Do you know how messy that is? I think there's so many people like me who have an expensive juicer that's sitting in the back of their pantry. It's an arduous thing to do, but it's a very healthy, good thing for you to do. So wouldn't it be great if you could have your daily vitamins, if you could have your organic cold-pressed ginger juice without the hassle, without all the work of the chopping, the straining, the juicing. And I'm really proud of the fact that we were able to make a tea that was actually good and good for you. That's the catch. There's a lot of things out there that are good for you, and they just taste a mess. So we were very happy. And that was one of the rules. Nothing gets made unless it's delicious and unless it can pass a toddler taste test. They're very picky.
Let's talk about some of the flavors. Well, you know what? Before we get into some of the flavors, we were talking about, you know, ease and convenience of having your vitamins there. What are some of the vitamins that we can look forward to in Venus Beach Beverage?
And Venus Beach Beverage has 100% of all of the pharmaceutical daily vitamins that are stated. And with that, we add turmeric juice in the turmeric flavors, and we add ginger juice in the ginger flavors. It's real important to know the kind of juice that you have and the kind of vitamins. These are premium vitamins. And a lot of people, like I said, just don't like having to take vitamins, having to remember to take vitamins. And especially with your family, you have adults, you have children, you have elderly people. This is an easier way to have a healthy beverage and have all of those vitamins as well.
Wonderful. So let's get into some of the flavors.
Sure. Now, in our original vitamin iced tea, that's the sweet tea line, we have black cherry, peach, and lemon. Now, those three flavors are also vegan. And I know that's very important to the vegan community. And I've heard a lot back from our customers about that. So I'm really happy about that. We also have ginger, and then ginger and turmeric. Now, those are plant-based. All of our teas are plant-based. Then we have the 35-calorie ginger teas. All of these teas have a base of 100% daily vitamins, 5,000 milligrams of organic cold-pressed ginger juice, and then the flavors are peach, lemon, and turmeric. So there's a 35-calorie turmeric, and then there's a sweet tea turmeric. So we wanted to try to have something for everyone.
Wonderful, wonderful. So I want to go back for a second because you had a successful career as an educator. You were making these teas as a hobby for friends and family all these years. When was the moment that you said, you know what, I want to pursue this as a business?
I have been trying to talk my husband into doing this business with me for about 17 years. So it's been a while. Mm-hmm. We have had the trademark for Venice Beach Beverage since 2008. We didn't launch until 2020. This is because my husband comes from a very prestigious background in the beverage industry. He's very happy in the beverage industry, and he's worked for the top three companies in the U.S. For beverage. I have a lot of experience right here in my house with my handsome husband. So I wanted him to work for me and make a better product, which I thought Venice Beach Beverage was. So it took him a while. But finally, when he decided to retire, he joined me. And now we get to work together. That was the goal.
Wonderful.
That was the goal all along. It's a great thing when you can work with someone you love and someone you want to be around all the time and
Absolutely.
Make something that's actually healthy and good for you.
Now, as you were working to convince him to start this business, were you doing the research? Were you following specialty food and beverage trends? How were you setting yourself up for that moment when he finally said, let's do this?
The nice thing is when you have someone with that much who's been in the business that long, it helps. It helps a lot when you have someone with that much manufacturing, logistics, quality control, fleet background. That helps a lot. My job is to make the product, share the product, sell the product. So we try to stay in our own lanes. That's another really good thing about working together as a couple. He has his strong things and I have my strong suits. So together, you know, we're a really good dynamic duo. He handles manufacturing, logistics, and all of those sorts of things. And I handle the sales and those sorts of things. So it kind of works. And because he was actually vice president of Coca-Cola.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that kind of helps. And the nice thing is because he was a good person, because he was an honest person. When he retired and told people, hey, my wife is starting a company with me, we ran into people who were very optimistic and willing to help and willing to, you know, things like cans, things like labels. We had that group of people already who were willing to help.
Awesome.
And that, that was a huge blessing.
Wonderful. So going from him working with such global brands to coming to into more of a specialty, right? Because you're focusing on plant-based and the ingredients, and you're serving a specific consumer with certain needs or diet or desires, right? In terms of the beverages that they want to consume. How was that?
Well, sort of. I want you to think of Venice Beach Beverage like this. We are not just for the health crowd. Our target customer is the everyday health enthusiast. So this is someone who wants to take small steps towards improvement every day. We are not for the hardcore workout fanatics. We are for that everyday health enthusiast that wants to do better. And if given the opportunity to have something that tastes delicious and is good for you, they will happily take that.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Thank you for that. Because it is important, as you know, to know who your consumer is, correct?
Exactly.
And therefore, you know, what is motivating them to continue to purchase. And then it also inspires you in terms of other products you may want to introduce. One thing I also want to touch on is you had noted in the very beginning that you started the business at 57. It's never too late to start a business. And
correct.
So what do you encourage other individuals who maybe are coming out of another career, or they're saying, you know what, I should have started my own business in my 30s, in my 40s, but here you are starting at 57.
You know, if you have a dream or a passion that you put on hold, I encourage everybody to take that leap and pursue it. It is never too late to make a difference in your life and to make a difference in your family's life and the world around you. If there is something that you are doing that is bringing positivity, by all means, it's never too late to do that. It's never too early. It's never too late. Don't look at other people's timelines. Look at yours. This is your life. These are your goals and dreams. Now, I could have very easily sat down and hung out in Bali for my retirement. I enjoy that as well. But because this is something that I believe in, I enjoy, and I have watched friends and family enjoy this product over the years, I wanted to share this on a national level.
Wonderful. So let's talk a little bit about the Winter Fancy Food Show. And how was that for you? And just the energy that you have on the floor, meeting other producers and just seeing, again, the energy that's there. Share a little bit about your experience.
Okay. I'm a fan. I am a Specialty Foods Association fan. I had just got into SFA perhaps 2 months before Fancy Food. And I am thrilled at how incredible they were at helping me. I was impressed with their organization, their expertise. They were so professional. They took time. They were patient with me in helping me map out goals. And they offer so many opportunities that are free if you take advantage. They have a whole website with all these different things where you can post about your product before the show. They have infinite aisle where you can sell your products. And they had a really nice mixer. So you could meet other companies that were showcasing at Fancy. I loved it. The press room, they even gave you an opportunity to put some of your brochures, business cards, and things like that in the press room. So when buyers and people came in, that gave them an opportunity to come and take a look at your booth. And a lot of people came to my booth because they saw my information in the press room. Within the first, of course, this was an amazing show. In the first 45 minutes of the first day, we had a full pallet order that went to Japan. So yeah, it was very good for us. And I was thrilled. And it was fun. It was actually fun. It didn't seem like work.
Wonderful, wonderful. And it was in Las Vegas. So, I mean, what else can you, you know, think of there? Right now, we're going to take a short break and hear a word from our sponsors.
This episode is brought to you by Wisconsin Cheese. There's a reason when you think of Wisconsin, you think cheese. Cheese is a huge part of Wisconsin's history and future. In Wisconsin, the state of cheese, the tradition of cheesemaking excellence began 180 years ago, before Wisconsin was recognized as a state. Immigrants traveled to settle in this lush, green hills of Wisconsin, bringing their cheesemaking traditions with them. These storied skills, combined with the freshest milk available, created a cheesemaking culture that is uniquely Wisconsin. Wisconsin's 1,200 cheesemakers, many of whom are third and fourth generation, continue to pass on old world traditions while adopting modern innovations in cheesemaking craftsmanship. Find your next favorite cheese at wisconsincheese.com.
Let's have some fun, and I'm going to ask you five questions. That sort of just gives a little bit more into your journey here. The first one is, what is the biggest lesson you've learned to date?
Oh, let's see. The biggest lesson I've learned to date. There's room at the top. The beverage industry is extraordinarily saturated, but there's always room at the top. So be encouraging. You don't have to tear anyone else down. There's room. If you have a product that is expanding the category, like I feel our product is, it's functional, 100% daily vitamins. If you have a good product, and if people like your product, go with that. That's the lesson. There's room at the top.
I love that. I love that. Thank you. My next question is, what inspires you to keep creating?
My grandchildren. I have seven-year-old granddaughters. They're twins. And Sophia and Savannah are the final say on what's good and what's not. If you can encourage a seven-year-old child to like ginger tea, if it's good to them, oh, it's good.
I love that. I love that. I see some future CEOs coming up in the family.
Exactly.
Down. I love that. What is your typical day as a business owner?
My typical day, let's start with a good day. A good day is when I am organized. A good day is when I get up, and I am very big on notes and following lists. So a typical day is, you know, you get up. I, of course, work with my husband. So we kind of have a morning plan, and we go over what needs to be done in the day. We go to the building. We have our own production facility, so our turnaround time is great. And we go to the facility. We fulfill our orders. We check. We answer phone calls and do work things. We take breaks during the day to do whatever it is we want to do together. We come home. We usually get an opportunity to see our grandchildren on a daily basis. So we spend time with them, and we kind of regroup in the evening and relax. my husband's a big jazz guy. So we have jazz hour where we're listening to jazz and discussing what's going on for the rest of the week and what we need to finish. So that's pretty much our days. I get to spend every day with my favorite person. So I'm a happy girl.
Well, this leads me to my next sort of two-in-one question. And that is, you know, they always say business is a marriage, and you literally are in a marriage with your business partner. Sometimes they work and sometimes they don't. What are some of the keys of success for your business partnership?
Stay in your lane. That is what I would tell everyone that works with a family member. Know your strengths and stay in your lane. Mind the gap. This is something that my husband is very good at. I had to learn. I am not a professional when it comes to quality control and logistics. However, I, at the beginning, I would ask 1,000 questions. I don't need to know the answer to every aspect of the business. I simply need to know the person that's in charge knows the answer. So that there should be a sign in everyone's facility that works with family, stay in your lane. Mind
that.
The gap. That's my advice.
I love it. So then, you know, you mentioned jazz hour, but how do you truly turn it off so that every conversation is not about the business?
Well, because, and see, here's the difference. When you are in business and you are doing something that you created, something that you believe in, and something that you love, it doesn't seem like work. So sure, we talk a lot about Venice Beach Beverage, even during off hours, but it's because it's something that we actually have a passion for. We're in a very good position. A lot of people work because they have to. A lot of people work because they need to. We are working right now because we want to. And that's a huge, huge difference. So of course, we've got some things that are coming up in the spring that are just thrilling. Oh. And we are so excited about it. And so we spend a lot of time talking about that during off hours as well. But I'm thinking that when people have a business where you believe in it, it's your product, it's your baby, it's not just something you're doing to make money. You don't mind talking about it during off hours. It's not a problem.
Nice. And you just sort of went into my fifth question, and that is, what's next? And can you share a little bit about what's happening, what we can look forward to in spring?
Oh, I wish I could. I wish I could. But when I tell you, it's amazing. Absolutely amazing. Follow us on Instagram. Follow us on LinkedIn and Facebook. It's coming. Okay. And we'll be at, we'll be walking Expo West. So if anybody's there, come say hi. We will be hanging out with the Naturally Network crowd there. I'm one of their fellows, and they'll have a room there. But I promise, the second I can tell you, you are going to love it.
All
it's
right.
Amazing.
Wonderful. Well, let's share. Tell us your handles. Tell us your website and where they can find you and follow you.
Great. Our website is venicebeachbeverage.com. You can follow us at Venice Beach Beverage on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, Facebook. We also have a Pinterest page. And if you're interested in seeing our happy customers in full effect, go to our YouTube channel. I love the fact that our customers are doing the social media for me. I really appreciate that. Cute kids, adults, people are even mixing the drinks with alcohol. I hadn't even thought of that, but they're putting their recipes and their photos online. And I'm so grateful for the fan base that we have for our vitamin teas.
Amazing. And my last question is, where can we pick up some of the product?
The easiest way is online, Amazon, or we are in about 400 specialty food, health food stores across the country. It's a lot easier right now on Amazon. 2023, we're working on getting into big box stores. So fingers crossed for us.
Wonderful. So many amazing things ahead for you, Michelle. Congratulations on all the success so far, and excited to see how Venice Beach Beverage continues to grow.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Wonderful. And thank you for listening to this episode of Spill and Dish. Again, I'm your guest host, Cherie Williams, and thank you for listening.
Spill and Dish, a Specialty Food Association podcast, is powered by Simplecast. Thanks for listening to Heritage Radio Network, food radio supported by you. Keep in touch at heritageradionetwork.com. www.cheesecake.org/subscribe.